Fala. Fala, Richard.
Hello, Paula.
Who are you?
I'm Donna.
Hey, Donna.
You doing all right this morning?
Yeah, doing fine. Over at my daughter's house.
Oh, good.
Hey. Yeah.
Good morning.
They're gonna go. Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm well.
Look at them. Wonderful.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
Okay.
Anabakoa. Anabakoa. The letters of the month of Adar, the Gimel that created the planet Kedek, the planet Jupiter, and the Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the Pisces, the astrological sign of Pisces. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nasayawon wafesha vechata'a vinake. We will now connect to the Zohar, utilizing a verse connecting to certainty that is found in Parasha Yitro. It's in Pasuk 29 in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudshabari, Fuishkinte, Bithilu, Urhimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urfumu. Gayakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavadhe, Beyifuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sot Torah Mitzvah. Vahino, Amadane Elohino, Alena Maaseya, Dena Kunaneya, Alena Maaseya, Dena Kunanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, Sukhamasar Tane Nandakucha Parihu Koma Diavid Leila Utata Kolaihu Kishot Vyovada Dikshot Vilayt Lachmila Bialma Vivaye Barnash Pedach Yaleya Mineya Ulanaga Kaya Kulana Behakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderif Bialma. We will now connect to the energy of 5778, our current year. That energy is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayichal Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Achoti, Utlabev Leene, Shete Levivot, Vievre, Miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayet. These letters of this name are separated by three letters each. I'm getting some background noise, so I appreciate if people would mute their phones by pressing star 6. Kasati Odiaka Lavoni Lo Kisiti Amarti Ode Ale Peshai Vadonai Ohe Wahe Liata Nasata Awon Kasati Bela. The energy of the year 5777 is the energy of the goat. There are also two verses in this year that connect to this energy of this year. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. I'm still getting some static, so I will mute everyone's phone. If you wish to ask a question, you'll just be able to press star 6 one time, and I will be able to hear you. Chod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of this verse, we're able to create satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we are able to create viryam. Translation is sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are, again, two verses that connect to this energy. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha yulimat velo yachlu leha shit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilo tam lacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halivim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create or parse them into 8 names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey Aka Ah Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia yo he Adonai yo he wahe sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are 3 verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad biliruki. Next we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya. Asher yitabe sham ushavtem elai el nagon. Wehalakti yitchem wechayayim yeshno. Varetz b'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse we study for this year is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. V'sam timakom le'ami li'Yisrael. Untati vishakan, takta vilo yirgaz, od vilo yosifu, vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by taking the names letter by letter, utilizing the root vowel of these letters. Wahe wayo layo layo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka he ta pezayo alada la awa he he a. Yozala me behe, ereyo hekome, la awa kalayo, la wawa behe la, nulaha yo yo yo, me la he te he wa, nuta he he a, yo re ta shi a he, reyo yo awa me. laka be washi re yoke wa wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he da a la he a re yo Ashila meyo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me za re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he, anu a ka me da, he he yo anu da, la he wa he me a, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Da a la a re yo, a la me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ho, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the third day of Adar, and today is the day that this that people have calculated was the beginning of the construction of the first temple of Solomon's temple, the temple that hopefully should have brought peace to the world, and it did for 410 years. Rabbi Achai bar Rav Huna, Rabbi Meir of Rottenburg, known as the Maharam, Rabbi Mordechai Liebman, Rabbi Lieb Seres, Rabbi Avraham Blumenkranz, and is our normal practice on Sundays. We will also speak the names of the Tzaddikim who will leave tonight and tomorrow, the fourth day of Adar. Rabbi Ze'ev Wolf of Astracha. Rabbi Shmuel Abba Shapira of Slavita. Rabbi Avraham Landau of Chechevno. Rabbi Eliezer Gordon. Rabbi Mordechai Shlomo Friedman, Rabbi Yosef Farbstein, And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a class that establishes a framework to comprehend and understand the spring and to some extent early summer holidays that stretch from the 7th of Adar, which is this coming Wednesday night, until the 7th of Sivan, which is 90 days long. This period includes the holidays of Purim, of Pesach, of the Omer, of Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, and Shavuot, and many other high energy days within that 90 day period. To understand this, to truly comprehend it, requires that we have a structure to put the framework within. That is what this handout that we will be studying today does. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. When that page opens up, scroll to where it says Preparation for the Spring Holidays. The first link under that title is Preparation for the Holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. Open up that link. You're not complete yet. On that link, there are 12 classes that we will be doing as our preparation. That's just to give you some insight into how significant that is. Scroll to where it says Preparation for Purim. And the first link under that is Kabbalistic Preparation for the Spring and Summer Holidays. Open up that link, and that will be our handout for tonight. Prior to doing that, I will point out that above the title, Preparation for Purim, is a link to a meditation for an easy fast. There is a fast coming up. That fast is the day of the evening reading of the Purim Megillah, of the Scroll of Esther. We will discuss that scroll extensively. Yet, what is important to realize is that this fast can be utilized for this day, which is a daylight fast, until the reading is completed. Not just sunrise to sundown, it's sunrise till when the Megillah is completed, is the appropriate length of that fast. So it is really beneficial to utilize this meditation. We will be starting momentarily. The initial preparation and information for the time period from Purim to Shavuot. This class will prepare us for the time period from Purim to Pesach, through the Omer to Shavuot. We will prepare ourselves on many levels, including the simple, the Peshat, as well as the Sod, the secret levels. This is a series of classes. The period covers many high energy days, as well as lower energy days, along with many regular energy days. Knowing which is important. These classes are designed to prepare our students for the spiritual connections associated with the following holidays and energy times. Zion Adar, or the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu, followed or preceded I apologize. My computer is slow today. I'm just trying to scroll down and it's going through a reloading process. It should clear up momentarily. These classes are designed to prepare our students for the spiritual connections associated with the following holidays and energy times. Zion Adar, or the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu, followed or preceded by Shabbat Zachor and the Parasha of Tetzaveh, followed by Purim, followed by the first 14 days of Nisan, followed by Pesach and its Seder, followed by the counting of the Omer, followed by the holiday of Shavuot. This period of time takes 90 days. It commences with the seventh day of Adar, which is the evening of this coming Wednesday evening, which is the 21st day of February, which is the seventh day of Adar. Each one of these each one of these 90 days are truly high energy days, but some of them are higher energy than other days. The purpose of this period is the gift of the Torah. The purpose of this period is to prepare ourselves for the energy represented by Shavuot and the gift of the Torah. And to remind you, in the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances that Hashem gifted us on Mount Sinai, along with the laws of reincarnation and the laws of Mishpatim and the laws of the Torah elsewhere in the Torah. That gift is a return to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. That gift of the Torah, as I've started to say in the Esser Dibrot, the first word is Anochi, which is four letters, Aleph, Nun, Kaf, Yud. Those letters are an anagram for Hashem speaking and saying, I write to you my soul. This is the energy of the Torah. This is the energy of the consciousness of the relationship between mankind and Hashem prior to the sin of Adam and Chava. What is this difference between these two levels of consciousness? What did the action of the sin do? Our sages teach that the effect of the sin is the introduction of the energy of death. So the essence of these 90 days is to remove death from our consciousness. This is expressed by the phrase, Bila Hamavet LaNetzach. This is usually translated as swallow up death forever. A more literal translation would be conceal the death forever. The more literal translation is actually hinted to by the word swallow. When we swallow something, we bring it into ourselves. We do not destroy the thing. We swallow. We utilize it while we conceal it. In what way will we utilize death after the Mashiach? That's a subject for a totally different class. How will we utilize death after we swallow will be explained throughout these classes, but actually hinted to. To have a more direct class, I would need to have a specific class. And there is too much information to put even in one class. So one day it will be revealed. The regular gematria of Bila is 112, while the its small gematria is 13. Kabbalistic students, serious Kabbalistic students, will know that 112 is a number that unifies three levels of consciousness, that of Bina with that of Zeranpin, with that of Malchut. The regular gematria of Hamavet is 451, while the small gematria is 19. The regular gematria of LaNetzach is 178, while the small gematria is 18. The total of the regular gematriot is 741, while the small gematriot is 50. The word Amen, when using final letter gematria, has a gematria of 741. As we know, the energy of the word Amen is the unification of the spiritual and physical worlds. And so is Bila Hamavet LaNetzach. an acronym for the four elements, Aleph, which equals air, Mem, which equals water, Shin, which equals fire, and Tav, earth, also have a gematria of 741. We learn from these two gematriot that when we unify the spiritual and the physical worlds with all of the aspects of the four basic elements of water, fire, air, and earth, we actually swallow death forever, which brings us back to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. We also learn from the small gematria 50 that this happens when we reach the level of Bina consciousness. Bina is a sephirah that is referred to as the energy store. Bina is also called mother. This level of consciousness is the antithesis of the end of death. In other words, when there is sufficient light or positive energy, there can be no limitations such as death, which is what we call death. Actually, death has always been an illusion created by the effect of the sin of Adam. And that is part of what we need to prepare ourselves to receive, the ability to see past the illusion. The knowledge that death and limitations are illusionary. The Zion Adar or the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was born on the seventh day of Adar. He also departed on that same day. And tradition indicates that he departed exactly 120 years to the minute after his birth. Why did he leave on this day? There are a number of reasons that Moshe left on this day. One of the significant reasons has to do with the fact that the seventh of Adar is 37 days after Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. We are taught that Moshe Rabbeinu started to admonish the children of Israel on Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. This is the Sefer Devarim of the Torah. That is all of the parashiyot of the book of Deuteronomy. What is the significance of the number 37? And how does it relate to admonishment? Admonishment is an important mitzvah. Why, when one sees a member of the tribe doing something that according to the halakha is incorrect, they need to attempt to stop the person without coercion from doing this incorrect act. Failure to do so indicates acceptance of the action as being correct. And some of the chaos attributable to this act manifests in your life if you do not attempt to stop it. As admonishment is a difficult mitzvah to a master. One must first obtain the level of consciousness Ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself. This is because one must love the person doing the incorrect act prior to admonishing them. Without that love, the admonishment cannot be heard. This is according to spiritual laws. Without that love, admonishment is considered coercion, which is its own negative action. 37 is the gematria of the word Hevel, spelled Hey Bet Lamed. This word spells breath, as in breathing, as well as vanity, as described in the book of Kohelet, saying vanity of vanities, which is the word Hevel. 37 is a hint to the seven lower sephirot of the physical world. Another explanation of the number 37, as it relates to the concealed part of the name of Hashem at the level of Bina. In my opinion, this is the reason behind why the period of time we are entering starts on the 7th of Adar. Hevel hints at the idea of the concealment associated with the holiday of Purim. In case you have difficulty understanding that sentence, a hint would be to realize that people dress up in costumes on Purim, which is a concealment. In regular calendar years in the Hebrew calendar, the Parsha of Tetzaveh, which we will read this coming Shabbat, is always the Parsha for the 7th of Adar. In leap years, it becomes the Parsha of Tzav, which has to do with idol worship. The reading of Tetzaveh on a physical level describes the four garments of the priest, along with the eight garments of the high priest, called Kohen Gadol, the high priest. Just for your information, the secular phrase, Big Kahuna, comes from the Hebrew Kohen Gadol. Each of these garments, just by being worn by the high priest, caused the cleansing of certain negative actions that were done by various sins performed by everyday people. Do you think a tikkun can ever again be that easy? Let me explain what this question actually implies. Almost everyone does some aspect of idol worship at one time or another in their lifetime. After all, idol worship is being unable to let go of some physical item in favor of doing your spiritual work. An example is money. People go to work to earn money. At one time or another, people go to earn money instead of doing their spiritual work. Perhaps this is something they do not realize at that moment, yet it is still considered building an idol. In the days of the temple, each time the high priest put on the ephod, the vest which was worn over his robe, and tunic, any actions of idol worship that had come into existence since the last time he wore the ephod was cleansed. Meaning the person never even realized he was building an idol when his addiction to that idol was removed. Today we have to consciously decide to let go of our addiction to any idols that we build. This is what we lost when the temple was destroyed. And we truly do not even know what we are missing. When speaking about missing something, there is a truly remarkable energy that is missing from the Parasha of Tetzaveh. That is the energy of the name of Moshe. The Midrash explains that the only Parasha where the name Moshe does not appear is Tetzaveh. From the moment he is introduced in the Torah, in the Parasha of Shemot, until the final Parasha of the Torah, Zot Bracha. Moshe appears in 41 of the last 42 parashiot of the Torah. He is missing in the eighth parasha of his appearance, As students of Kabbalah, we should recognize the energy of these numbers. 42 is the energy of the Ana Bekoach, the energy of creation. 41 spells the word Im, or mother, also known as the Sephirah of Bina. 8 is also the Sephirah of Bina, which is both the energy store and the mother. So why is Moshe missing? Or is Moshe missing? The Midrash explains that after the sin of the golden calf, Moshe made a conditional statement. If you destroy the children of Israel, even if you rebuild the nation from me personally, take my name out of the book that you have written, the Torah. According to the Midrash, all statements of righteous people are manifested, since a righteous person always does what is right. It may sound like a curse, but it is truly a blessing, since in my opinion, this statement of both Moshe and Hashem was manifested in one of the earth plane dimensions, and all of the Torahs are the same throughout all of the earth plane dimensions. Moshe was removed in the parasha of Tetzaveh. In Kabbalah, we are taught the spiritual truth that less is more. When the name Moshe does not appear, more of his energy, his essence, is available to us. Since this reading of Tetzaveh is always Shabbat Zachor, except during leap years, this additional aspect of the energy of Moshe is made available to us. Remember, the halakha says that the maftir of Shabbat Zachor, which is a reminder of what Amalek did to us on the way, should be heard by every man, every woman, and every child of the current generation of the children of Israel. This additional energy of Moshe becomes available when we need it. To assist us in our preparation for the holiday of Purim, which is necessary for us to remove the doubts we all experience in order to manifest the energy of the freedom associated with Pesach and the Seder. Always remember that the energy of Pesach is the same as the energy of Shavuot, including the counting of the Omer. Shavuot's essence is Bila HaMavet LaNetzach, swallowing death forever. From all of this logic, we see that we need the parasha of Tetzaveh with the missing Moshe in order to achieve the consciousness of removing death, which is the secret of mind over matter. May we all experience this, at least at a minimum, the seed level, the Shabbat. Remember, seeds grow into trees, perhaps even the tree of life. Shabbat Zachor. Shabbat Zachor is the second of four special Shabbatot leading up to the holiday of Pesach. 2 weeks ago was Shabbat Shekalim, which we discussed in Parashat Truma. Shabbat Zachor is a reminder to read the special three-verse maftir, describing the war against Amalek on this Shabbat. Above, we explained why it is read with this Parashah. Now let us truly understand why this Parashah Tetzaveh, the maftir of Zachor, the Haftorah of the war against Amalek, all are required listening prior to the holiday of Purim. Purim is a word that translates as chance. Its actual meaning is lots, which in our generation would be called dice, or probably the game of dice, known as craps. Please look at how our language hints to us about the energy of things that we do not pay attention. To understand this connection directly, please follow the logic expressed next. Amalek, the nation, has a gematria of 240. The Hebrew word safek translates as doubt, and also has a gematria of 240. The city name Los Angeles, when spelled in Hebrew, also has a gematria of 240. These three words are connected through the essence of doubt. The nation of Amalek is the essence of doubt, even a channel to us for the energy of doubt. This is why Hashem is at war with Amalek throughout every generation, since the essence of Hashem is certainty, while the opposite of Hashem is Amalek, the channel for doubt. What is Los Angeles known for? What is it famous for throughout the world? Hollywood. What is the energy of Hollywood and the entertainment industry? They create illusion, just as doubt creates illusion. This is why Los Angeles, Hollywood, has this industry called entertainment that is famous throughout the world. What is your city famous for? What is its energy? This will hint to you about an aspect of your tikkun. There's a reason why you live in that city. What is wrong with having doubts? So what if it is the opposite of Hashem's energy? All of us have doubts. So what is wrong with that which is human? Yes, it is human, but we are not in this world to remain human. We are in this world to grow spiritually to a level that is beyond human, that is beyond even the angels. We are in this world to become closer to the divine. We are in this world to become divine. That level is called mind over matter. In order to manifest mind over matter, we have to have certainty that we can do that. It is not that we will see ourselves doing some mind over matter effect, and then we will know that we can do it. We must know that we can do it in order to do it. This is why Hashem is at war with Amalek. It is an aspect of his mercy to teach us what we must do. That is, to grow to the consciousness of mind over matter. And the first step is to remove doubts. To realize and perceive the world not as luck or chance, but as strict cause and effect. Even if we cannot perceive the cause, we must know that there is a cause that comes from the spiritual world that we cannot perceive. That is the energy in those three verses of the Maftir of Shabbat Zachor. Our time is almost up. This second stage called the Holiday of Purim, we will pick up later in our process of preparing for all of these energy days. I actually think we will probably do it tomorrow night, Monday night. because there is a short period of time in these regular years. In leap years, we have the time between the various special Shabbatot to teach and explain. But on the non-leap years, time is a little compressed. And so we will probably utilize this class tomorrow evening at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class on Monday. Other classes this afternoon at 3 p.m. West Coast time, we will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. For those who have not listened to these classes, you are still welcome into these classes when they are live so that you can decide whether you like them or not. We will bring you up to speed quickly. You do not have to listen to all of the previous classes. We are only about 30% through the classes. Tomorrow, Monday, we will have two classes, one at 4:30 and one at 7. Our 4:30 class is an advanced, a deeper Zohar class on the Parsha of Noah. We will be starting section 28. Please know that while we say it's a deeper Zohar class, people receive from these classes what they are able to receive. So even a new person with no knowledge of Kabbalah will receive some benefit from listening to these classes. 7 o'clock class more than likely will be continuing this class. The other reminders, Wednesday night is the 7th of Adar, Zion Adar, and we will have a long study commencing at 8:30 p.m. West Coast time on Wednesday evening for Zion Adar. I hope you will join us. Friday morning at 7 a.m., we will continue our study of the Psalms, and we will be on Psalm 29. I now will unmute the phones and open the class to questions. Are there any questions?
Hello?
Yes.
I have a question, Malka. You said the gematria of the city that we live in is, the reason we're here is of our tikkun. So what that means is that we have to, the gematria of the city we live in, and find the in ourselves the true meaning of that.
If you are unable to do the gematria yourself, verify it with me, and perhaps I can give you some hints or some exact meanings of that number. Hold on a second, Malika, because I want to say something for the recording.
Okay.
I recommend that everyone do it for the city that they live in. And in the areas of the country or the world where the county government also has meaning, they should also do it for the name of the county, as well as the state that they live in, as well as the country that they live in. All of these things relate to community tikkunim. Because after all, you live in a city that has a population. Everybody living in that city has a tikkun associated. The name of the location is a hint to what is the meaning of that tikkun. What is that tikkun? In some of the cities that I have traveled through and set up Kabbalah classes, I had the time to present the energy of those cities. Two that come to mind are Tucson and Phoenix in Arizona. I don't remember the other cities that I did. I think I did San Diego also, but I don't really remember. I've been on the website where it says about your name, type in the name of the city and see if there's information there. If there's not, calculate the gematria yourself if you're able, or send me the city and I will do it for you. Now you can go ahead, Malka.
Well, we did my city. I know what that is for my city. But you also said I need to do it for my parish, the name of my parish, of course, the United States.
Which is the county.
Yes, which is the county.
Correct.
And then also for the United States.
Correct.
And also for the state that I live in.
Correct.
Okay, and when I do find all of that and work through that, then that is my tikkun that I need to fix within myself?
Yes, but you need to understand it as the tikkun for the people who live in those locations.
Okay.
So yes, you fix it within yourself, because that will help others in those locations fix it in their states.
Okay.
As well as it will help other people around the world realize that they do need to do this for themselves. Remember, you have 7 billion parts within you. Each one of those parts connect with another human being. So when you change yourself, even one aspect, all 7 billion of those parts are changed. And by changing yourself, you impact and affect all 7 billion human beings. Now, I know that seems preposterous, but it is preposterous. It's truth. Any other questions? I wish you all a good week. And much shalom in your life, much peace in your life, and much simcha and chidu in your life. And if you don't know what those words mean, listen to the Rosh Chodesh recording that's available on the Hashem website. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Peace to you.
Thank you. Shalom.